One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Have you sent for your copy of the new Barber Family album? Better do so right away. Just send the top of the box from a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine, along with 10 cents, to Bactine, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. Send for yours tonight. Overheard between Jack and Clifford at Jack's house.
Wondered if I could borrow your car, Jack. I got a date.
Sure, we never go anywhere. But there's something wrong with the darn thing, though. There's a grinding noise in the motor somewhere.
Using cheap gas?
Oh, sure, but I always did. That can't be the trouble. I'm going to have the valves ground if I can ever afford it.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Take Alka-Seltzer for headache relief. Yes, friends, drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer when a headache is making you miserable. Never be without Alka-Seltzer in your home. It contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers called sodium acetyl salicylate. Since Alka-Seltzer is in solution when you take it, it's ready to go to work instantly. That's why Alka-Seltzer brings such fast relief. Try it. Yes, whenever you have a headache, get relief from your discomfort in a hurry. Drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer will be first with you because it gives such fast, comforting headache relief. Always depend on Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 23, Book 84. Tonight, after dinner, Jack Barber sits at his desk in the living room. He has separated his bills into three neat piles. The must pile, the pay next week pile, and the can wait pile. But a disturbing thought has just occurred to him. He goes to the foot of the stairs to call to Betty. But things are quieting down upstairs now. The six little girls are finally in their beds. He turns away, and returning now to the desk, he is girding himself to tackle his problem when the back door opens and Clifford comes into the living room.
Hey, Jack, may I...
Hey, quiet.
Huh?
Betty's just got the kids quieted down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wondered if I could borrow your car. I got a date.
Well, sure, but...
Dad and Mom went out tonight, and Paul's car isn't there either.
Well, sure, take mine. We never go anywhere. Something wrong with the darn thing, though. The power keeps fading away on me, and there's a grinding noise somewhere.
You using cheap gas?
Oh, sure, but I always did. That can't be the trouble. I'm going to have the valves ground if I can ever afford it. Here, keys.
Hmm?
Catch.
Oh, thanks.
Somebody here? Oh, hi, Cliff.
Well, Betty. Oh, honey, you look kind of tired.
Oh, I haven't any lipstick on. I'll be all right in a minute. Whew. Is that not a new necktie, Cliff?
Mm-hmm. But it's a cravat, you know.
Oh?
Oh, sure. At Brown and Teller's, they're cravats. We're very elegant haberdashers.
Well, that one's a beauty. Jack needs some new ties.
And that ain't all, brother.
He always gets depressed the night he pays his bills.
I don't get depressed about the ones I can pay. Sit down, Cliff.
No, I'll run along. Much obliged for the car, Jack.
Now, take it a little easy on the curves, Cliff. That left rear tire's worn kind of thin.
You're okay.
Why did he want to borrow the car?
Date. He was late. Looked kind of young and carefree, didn't he? My older brother, and he looks younger than I do.
That's just because he rested all those years. You worked. Just think. Cliff, at his age, starting a career as a necktie salesman. I'd rather be a lawyer, even if it aged me. Wouldn't you, Jack?
Hmm?
Oh, never mind. What you doing now?
Figuring.
What?
We're going on a budget again, Betty.
Oh, no.
Betty, we've got to.
What's the use? There's never enough money for a budget.
I can't just let things run down, Betty. I gotta find some way to cut corners and squeeze out a little extra dough. Did you hear that motor when I drove in tonight?
Didn't sound any worse than usual.
Sounds like a peanut whistle under the hood. Last night it was a coffee grinder. I gotta have an expert look it over, or some night I won't even get home.
Uh-oh.
Hmm?
Nothing.
Let's see now. Groceries, milk, public utilities... Gas, insurance...
Jack, I wish you'd get one of those cards from the bank so I can write checks, too.
We tried that, Betty, and we're always overdrawn.
Well, it isn't that I'd write any checks for myself. It's just that it's embarrassing sometimes when I don't have any money, like today.
What?
I feel sheepish when I haven't any money in the house and can't write a check for plumbers and people like that.
Oh, ye gods, the plumber. What'd he charge?
I didn't even bother to ask him. I only had 43 cents in my purse. I told him to come back at dinner time when you'd be here.
Oh...
I certainly read the triplets, the Riot Act. I said if anybody dropped another toy rabbit in the toilet, I'd snatch him bald-headed.
Betty, look, Did you ask that guy how much it was going
to
cost?
No, but we had to have it fixed, Jack.
But you ought to get an estimate. Some plumbers charge more than others.
You can't ask for bids to take a toy out of a drain pipe. You just get a plumber and tell him to fix it.
If his bill runs over $3, it'll throw my entire budget out of gear.
Hey, Jack.
Cliff's back.
Hey, what's the matter? Wouldn't it start?
Oh, sure, sure. Here. Here's the keys. Catch.
What's the matter?
Well, Claude and Nicky came along just as I got to the corner. Claude's going to let me take their station wagon.
I'm choosy, huh? Don't like my car. Mm.
Hey, you really ought to get that thing in the shop, fella. There's a grinding noise in the transmission. It sounds like something's busted.
You see, Betty?
Hey, if you need a little dough, I get paid Saturday.
Oh, that's all right. I'm figuring out right now how I can do it.
Well, Claude and Nicky, you're waiting. Let me know if I can help. See you later.
Night.
It's kind of snobbish of him to prefer the station wagon.
Using his head, that's all. He wanted something to get him there and back. I don't blame him.
Write your checks, Jack. Now let's go to bed.
I don't know what checks I can write here, Betty. Look at this can wait pile. It's always the biggest one.
Wait and write them tomorrow night.
Ye gods, look at them. How's a guy going to swing it? Six dresses here at Burdett's.
Six? You said to get them new Easter dresses.
I know, and I'm glad they got them, but... Oh, boy. Squeaking along on a piddling income, lousy old car, no help in the house. They got us in a trap, that's all.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't even try to figure out a budget, Jack. It always upsets you.
That's because when I face the actual facts, it makes my blood run cold.
Now, don't get worked up, please. We've both got a problem now, and we got to buckle into it and do the best we can.
Yeah.
I just tell myself these are the hard years. But we'll come through, and someday you'll make more, and we'll begin to save...
Oh, front door. See who it is.
I'll go. It's probably the plumber.
If it's over $3.50, I'm not gonna pay it.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Emil.
Howdy, Mrs. Barber. Your husband get home?
Yes, come in. Jack, this is Mr. Emil, the plumber.
Good evening. Bring your bill, did you?
Yep, got it right here. Your wife said to come back at dinner time, but some neighbors dropped in to look at my television. Saw Laurel and Hardy. I got an 18-inch screen. What have you got?
We don't have a television set.
Oh. Well, you don't know what you're missing, Mr. Barber. I tell you, when that key forward committee...
May I have your bill, please?
Oh, yes. Let's see now. It's right here in this wallet. Those triplets of yours are world beaters, Mr. Barber. Never had kids ask so many questions about plumbing as those three little kids today. Bright, too. Told my wife about him. Yes, sir, she thought their names was awful cute. Abby, Debbie, and Connie. What's the matter, Mr. Barber? Couldn't you think of a B so it could be ABC?
May I see that bill, Mr. Emil?
Oh, yes. Here you are. May seem a little steep at first glance, but you're lucky that rabbit didn't get down in the line.
Oh.
How much is it, Jack? Jack, what's the matter?
Oh, look, you've made a mistake, mister. This isn't mine.
Huh? It's got your name on it, hasn't it?
$43.98? To take a toy out of a drain pipe?
Well, I had to go get my special snake, you know.
What?
You're just lucky it didn't get way down in the line somewhere. You might have had to tear up your whole lawn, and that can run into hundreds of dollars.
But you didn't have to dig up the lawn, did you?
$43.98 does seem terribly high, Mr. Emil. You were only here 7 hours.
Why, ma'am, there are some plumbers here in town could have charged you $60 for what I did today.
How much do you get an hour?
$4.25 is all. Looky, you want me to break this bill down for you? I can look
Why did it take you 7 hours to...
Well, I could have done it in half the time if the kids hadn't asked so many questions. But here, let me show you. Now, let me break this down for you. See, I had to open the clean-out plug and rot it. That toy rabbit your little girl dropped in there was really something to get at.
Huh?
Yes, sir. See, I had to hook that toy rabbit and rot it. Why, if it had got any further, it might have been beyond the reach of the special snake, even. And then you'd have had to have your lawn all tore up for exploratory work, see? That's what had me worried.
Look, mister, 7 hours at $4.25, that's only $29.75. How does it get up to $43.98, will you tell me that?
Well, I'm trying to, Mr. Barber, I'm trying to.
If you've rung in a sales tax on this, I got you there, because there's no sales tax on labor, and you didn't use any parts, so make it clear, Mr. Emil. Go ahead, explain it.
Why, certainly. $29.75 for labor. That's right. $10 for the special snake.
What?
Well, I told you I had to rot it. Well, we got a regular flat rental fee of $10 for the special snake.
You rent it to yourself, is that it? And charge it to me?
It's the general practice everywhere.
I think I'll give up law and go into plumbing. Ye gods, when I think I went through college, I work like a dog.
No. Let's not get into a political argument.
All right. You've got it up to 39.75 now. By what devious means did you build it to 43.98?
That extra $4.23 is to pay for a little innocent thievery happened right here in your own house.
What?
You better explain it to him, Mrs. Barber.
Debbie took his wrench, Jack.
Debbie took it.
And I didn't even charge you the full price for it. I took depreciation on it and only charged you $4.23. Cost me $10 originally.
Well, where is the wrench? What'd she do with it?
She gave it to Mr. Yamamoto.
Who?
Mrs. Stewart's gardener, Mr. Yamamoto. And he drove away before I could catch him. We can get it back next week when he comes again. I said we'd pay for it to stop all the turmoil and shouting. I couldn't stand any more.
Hey, gods, Betty, couldn't you keep your eye on him? What'd you let him do? Bother him all day so it took him 7 hours to do a job that shouldn't take 7 minutes?
Now, Jack.
You see what happens when you don't ask first how much a job is going to be? This just isn't business like Betty. That's why you can't write checks either. This whole thing is fantastic.
Jack, don't speak to me that way.
Now, you people. I didn't come here to break up your home. Just want to collect a little plumbing bill.
Jack, aren't you ashamed?
All right. How do you want me to make it out?
J. Smith Emil, plumbers.
Okay.
When you cool off and think it over, you'll realize how I saved you, keeping the rabbit from getting down in the line.
Here's your check.
Thank you. Just think it over, Mr. Barber. What if I'd have given that little toy a little push? Then you'd have had to cut your soil pipes.
Good night, Mr. Emil.
Night. Thank you very much, and call us any time.
Oh, Betty, I'm sorry I spoke so sharply.
Jack, promise me something. Promise me you'll never try to figure out a budget again. Because whenever you do, we always have a quarrel.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. You know, friends, I like to think that nearly everybody knows about Alka-Seltzer and takes it for the distress of acid indigestion, a headache, or both. But, of course, I know full well some of you have never tried it. So why don't you try Alka-Seltzer on this money-back guarantee? If you're not completely satisfied with your first package, return the unused portion to Miles Laboratories and your money will be refunded. So next time you're out shopping, buy a package. And the next time you have acid indigestion and the aching head that frequently accompanies it, try Alka-Seltzer. You'll be grateful for the soothing, settling effect Alka-Seltzer can have on an acid-upset stomach, for the way it can relieve headache distress. Yes, as first aid to fast relief from both acid indigestion and headache, I repeat, try Alka-Seltzer. Always rely on Alka-Seltzer. Ask your druggist for the big family-size package of Alka-Seltzer. Here's the family again.
Betty?
Yes?
It's rough going now because we're getting adjusted to not having Nicolette here. But when everything's organized, we'll get along fine.
Yes, Jack. I certainly hope so.
Mothers, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins taken every day give complete protection against the letdown, all-in, pepless feeling that results from a lack of any or all of the known essential vitamins. Health surveys indicate that millions of school children show definite signs of vitamin deficiency disease. Protect your family. Don't let lack of vitamins interfere with the normal growth, energy, and progress of your children. Remember, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins protect. Remember the name and the package, Blue with a Big One. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Clifford Barber, Babysitter, Chapter 24, Book 84. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.